This message is given in the name of Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior. Amen. That's right, Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. But can we really be sure about that? I mean, where is Jesus? We were not there to witness his preaching or his teaching. We never saw Jesus perform any miracles. We were not there when they nailed him to the cross. We were not there when he rose up from the dead. We didn't have the chance to watch Jesus ascend to his Father. So, how do we even know that Jesus existed at all? You know, many people in our world today could easily speak the same words that the Apostle Thomas spoke when his fellow apostle said to him, "We have seen the Lord." Remember what Thomas said? He said, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." Have you ever had similar thoughts? Maybe you said to yourself, "You know, if only God would give me some obvious sign that Jesus is real, it would be so much easier to believe." We live in a world where many people will believe only what they can touch and see with their eyes. I remember back when I was 19 years old. It was the summer after my first year of college, and I was working in my hometown at Hart's Food Warehouse. During one of the breaks, some of us who were Christians were having a conversation about Jesus. Well, one of our co-workers was walking by and overheard our conversation, and he butted in and said, "Hey guys, you know, I used to believe in God when I was a little boy, but now I know better. There is no God." Of course, we were shocked. And then one of my friends said, "But how do you know there is no God?" The unbelieving co-worker said, "Well, I've never seen God. Where is he? If he wants me to believe in him, he can make himself visible and convince me right now. Come on, God." "Until that happens," he said, "I won't believe." So then, are we simply wasting our time and our energy and our money on this congregation? If you look on the front of your bulletin at our mission statement, it says, "The mission of Concordia Lutheran Church is to share the gospel of Jesus Christ in its truth and purity." Did you hear that? The main reason we exist is to proclaim the good news about Jesus, who was crucified for our sins and who was risen from the dead. But we've never even seen Jesus. We've never touched him. How do we know if any of it is true? You know, there are many people in this world, just like my unbelieving co-worker way back when, there are many people in this world who might think that we are foolish. Many in our world today would think it would be more sensible for us to trust in things that we can touch and see. In fact, there are some people in our culture who will go to great effort to prove that what we teach about Jesus is false. Therefore, with all that said, allow me to dispel the modern myth that we can only be sure about the things that we can touch and see. The fact is, there are many modern people in our world today who believe in countless things that they have never touched or seen. For instance, we believe that a man named George Washington was born, and that he lived, and that he died. We also believe that George Washington was our nation's first president. And we believe this to be true, even though no one of us ever saw him, touched him, or heard him speak. We believe that he existed because we trust the witness of reliable people. We also believe that the earth revolves around the sun, even though no human has actually ever observed this. We're even willing to take certain prescription medications, even though the experts are not quite sure how they work, and even though we did not personally witness how these drugs were manufactured. We're willing to get on an airplane, even though we do not have the opportunity to examine the aircraft ourselves to see if it actually works, nor do we have the time to interview the pilot to see if he's competent or sober. Now, I could go on for hours with examples like this. The point is, we believe in many things that we have never touched or seen or heard. Why? We believe because we trust someone's word. We believe what people tell us. So the question really is, whom are you going to trust? You know, it's interesting, many people trust the words of sinful men, the same sinful men who make many mistakes and even willingly deceive people, and yet many of these same people who trust in sinful men refuse to believe what God says to us in Holy Scripture. And this is truly tragic, because God is holy and perfect. He never makes mistakes, and he never deceives us. If you can trust anybody's word, you can trust God's word. So my friends, Jesus is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. And you can be sure this is true. Why? Because we have God's word on it. Unlike our reason and senses, which are limited and often just plain wrong, God knows all things, and his word is truth. So it's no wonder that several thousand years ago, the devil said to Eve, "Did God really say?" And the devil continues to whisper that lie in our ears still today. He says, "Can you really believe the Bible? I mean, you never met Jesus. You never saw him die on the cross. You never saw him rise from the dead. Are you sure you can believe God's word? Did God really say?" How should we respond to the devil's question? I mean, wouldn't it be easier to believe if God would just give us the evidence we want? Not really. Think about it. Jesus could appear right now in person, but would that really make any difference if we still had only sinful hearts that doubt God's word? Adam and Eve were in the presence of their Creator. They were in paradise itself, and yet they doubted God's word and lost it all. Think about this. 2,000 years ago, many people did see and touch Jesus. They saw him work miracles, and they couldn't explain them away. Some even had visible proof that Jesus had risen from the dead. But in spite of all of this tangible evidence, many still would not believe. But someone might respond to me, "Wait a minute, Pastor. Didn't Jesus allow Thomas to see him and touch him? Why doesn't he give us that same benefit?" Well, yes, I admit Jesus did allow Thomas to touch him. And Thomas then said, "My Lord and my God." However, Jesus knew that Thomas's faith was ultimately based on his reason and senses. And Jesus knew that after he ascended to heaven, Thomas would continue to doubt if he continued to lower God to the level of having to answer to our reason and senses. Jesus knew that Thomas would never be satisfied and would always need one more bit of evidence, one more bit of proof. So that's why Jesus gave Thomas this loving rebuke. He said, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. But blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." My friends, I have good news for you this morning. Jesus was speaking about you when he spoke those words to Thomas. You have been blessed. You can believe that Jesus is your risen Lord and Savior. Jesus did indeed die on the cross for you. In fact, he died on the cross for all our sinful doubts, and he has given us new hearts that trust in his word. We need Jesus' forgiveness because each one of us is guilty of being a doubting Thomas sometimes. And since my name is Thomas, that label hits home. But you know what? God has forgiven my sin of doubt, and he also has forgiven your sin of doubt. On top of that, God has given you and me the gift of faith, so that by the Holy Spirit we trust God's word. And because we trust God's word, we know that all of his promises and all that Jesus did and continues to do for us is true. In Hebrews chapter 11, we heard these words. "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command, so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible." You know, there are unbelievers today who will say, "Hey, there's no need for a creator. The universe always existed and we're just here by sheer chance and happenstance." That's what our reason and senses supposedly tell us. But what does God's word say? The God who was there in the beginning says that he spoke the universe into being out of nothing, and he created all things by the power of his word. The ancient people of God, who lived before Jesus, they trusted God's word that the Savior would come into the world, even though they would not even be alive to see Jesus' birth, death, or resurrection. And just as those people could look ahead to the coming Savior and trust that he was their Savior by faith, we can look back in history at Jesus' completed work and trust that he is now our risen Lord and Savior who died on the cross to set us free from our sins. In our first reading, the Apostle Paul says, "We live by faith and not by sight." That's a great Bible verse, but some people have pulled it out of context and distorted what it means. So let me tell you what this verse does not mean. This verse does not mean that anything you believe or wish for is true. That's not what this means. What it does mean is that living by faith means that we trust in God's word. Living by faith means we believe God's word is valid and true. We trust the Holy Scriptures, even though many of God's promises are beyond the grasp of our reason and senses. We live by faith, not by sight. Most of you know that my father passed away just a little over 1 year ago. This past April 1st was the first anniversary of his death. My father's favorite Bible verse We live by faith, not by sight. In fact, that Bible verse is engraved on his tombstone. Now, you know what my reason and senses tell me? My reason and senses tell me that my father's body is under the ground, decaying, and will eventually turn to dust. But you know what God's Word tells me? God's Word tells me that my father's spirit is with Jesus, and that my father's body will be resurrected on the final day, sinless and glorified, and we will be with the Lord forever. We live by faith, not by sight. When Jesus was hanging on the cross, you know what human reasons and senses would have told us? We would have looked at this guy's body mutilated, nailed to a cross, and we would have concluded that Jesus was either a liar or a lunatic. We would have concluded that he would soon die, and that would be it. But God's Word tells us that Jesus was and is God. So it was not a liar or a lunatic who was on that cross. It was the Lord Himself who was on that cross. And then just as Jesus told His people ahead of time, 3 days later, He rose from the grave, conquered death. He appeared to many people, over 500 people at one point. Even unbelievers saw Him and had the evidence that He was alive. But only by faith in God's Word can we really claim that victory as our own. My friends, Jesus will return visibly one day, and all eyes will see Him. That's what the Scriptures say. But you know what? Even though all eyes will see Him, not all will believe, because many will still refuse to trust God's Word, even when God is standing right in front of them. But you who believe have been blessed. Your sin of ever doubting God's Word is forgiven, and the Holy Spirit has given you a new heart that trusts God's Word. So until that day when Jesus will return for all to see, we continue to trust God's Word. That is why we believe that Jesus is with us right now, even though we can't see Him. Because we trust His words when He said, "I will be with you always, until the very end of the age." One final thought. Just as we had people today who doubt God's Word because they believe only what they can touch and see, there were many people back then who also doubted for the same reason. Of course, they weren't willing to realize that they actually trusted in many things that they couldn't touch and see, just like there's many people today who trust in many things they can't touch and see. But when it comes to the things of God, these unbelievers want proof. So in light of that unbelief that Satan tries to deceive us with, the Apostle John wrote the following words. In 1 John chapter 5, he wrote, "We accept man's testimony, but God's testimony is greater because it is the testimony of God, which He has given us about His Son. And anyone who believes in the Son of God has this testimony in his heart." You are blessed because you believe, even though you have not seen Jesus. You believe that He is your crucified and risen Lord and Savior. You believe God's testimony about His Son because the Holy Spirit has given you the faith to trust God's Word. My friends, you have been blessed. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard our hearts. and minds in Christ Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior. Amen.